Let's review how identities are produced within the process of cultural and social reproduction. How does the concept of race work within this model that we've already seen? If we think about all the factors that are in play in the mid-15th century, we know that, at least in Spain, although this is the case in other parts of Europe, social knowledge is being produced about the importance of national identity and how that relates to religion and the expansion of national power given an experience of conquest. Remember, Spain had been conquered by the Moors for over 700 years. Once large-scale civilizations in the Americas are conquered, in turn, efforts to extract natural resources necessitate human capital, which is initially secured from the indigenous peoples of the Americas and later from the indigenous peoples of West Africa, primarily. These efforts to force human beings into an extreme and highly organized form of human bondage results in the creation of very precise social categories that serve to justify the social order and hierarchy that is created as a result. It is important to keep in mind, however, that, as we noted earlier, this process is not a linear one, and it took place over centuries. Furthermore, while slavery no longer exists in this country, we continue to see the effects of the creation of a racialized society in the present day.